Several female members of Libya's parliament visited Washington recently. They were here to draw attention to the erosion of women's rights in their home country. When revolution swept across Libya in 2011, many women were among those pushing for change. The U.S. was there, too. It led bombing raids that helped topple Libya's longtime ruler. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the female parliamentarians say that now Washington has turned away.
Saba Alhaj Faraj says she was an eager participant in the uprising against Muammar Gaddafi. A lawyer by training, she took part in demonstrations in her hometown, Tarhuna, not far from the capital, Tripoli. And when the country held elections last year for parliament, Alhaj Faraj decided to run, as her interpreter explains.
Her town encouraged her because they saw in her a figure that can represent a town that is in lack of almost everything, and they wanted a strong voice, and they saw that a woman with her personality and character can represent that.
But Libya has been in political turmoil since then. The former parliament refused to give up power, and she and her colleagues in the House of Representatives had to move to Libya's eastern city of Tobruk, while her relatives at home faced threats from local militias. That's according to Libya's top diplomat in Washington, Wafa Borghaghi, who was interpreting and speaking for the Libyan parliamentarian.
She hasn't been to her town since she moved to Tobruk because of the security reasons and because of the pressure that's been put on the House of Representatives from many militias in the West, so things have not been easy for her at all.
Borghaghi says Islamists have been eroding women's rights in Libya and are refusing to accept their electoral losses. The political crisis has also brought a new danger to women, the self-proclaimed Islamic State.
We will never regret overthrowing Gaddafi, but now we are facing a threat that many countries in the world are facing. The vulnerable situation in Libya, the transitional situation, has made it a fertile land for terrorists. It's attracting terrorists from all over the area.
The UN Security Council voted recently to allow some exceptions to an arms embargo to help Libyan forces battle ISIS. But Claudia Gazzini of the International Crisis Group calls that a dangerous gamble at a time when the UN is trying to bridge the divides in Libya and negotiate a unity government.
We are in a delicate moment where negotiations are still in place. These are negotiations between two blocs, military and political, that are not trusting each other quite yet.
And while the UN has taken a lead in negotiations, she says Libya is one of the few countries where there's no UN office. There's also no major Western embassy. All the major players in the 2011 U.S.-led intervention have pulled out their diplomats, and Gazzini says that makes it all the more difficult to help Libya out of its current turmoil. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.